The Economic Freedom Fighters held a Heritage Day event in KwaZulu-Natal this past weekend. Party leader Julius Malema addressed the crowd and was scathing of President Cyril Ramaphosa. Malema said since Ramaphosa came into power, things have grown worse in the country, and accused him of receiving 1 billion rand from white people.
Since
Ramaphosa entered as president,
we lost more than 2 million jobs in South Africa. Things have become worse in South Africa. Today
we don't have electricity.
Eskom has collapsed because they've destroyed the whole of Eskom.
Ramaphosa and Kodan are working with white people to take our Eskom.
Because they know that Ramaphosa got 1 billion in 2017 to be a president from white people.
White people want their money.
Instead of giving them
their money, he gives them Eskom, SAA, and Denel.
All of state-owned enterprises have collapsed. The jobs are gone. When we say 1 million jobs are lost, you must know 7 million people are affected. And tomorrow, when the job is no more, you must know a lot of our people are in hunger. Why? This big nose called Ramaphosa in the office.
Uchonchi mali. He stole money and put it on the mattress and sofas. Ramaphosa is eating, but our youth are eating nothing.
Ramaphosa is sleeping on top of dollars.
This ANC is rotten. All of them are rotten.
They are rotten. In 2024, as funny bona ANC, we want the EFF to take KwaZulu-Natal, because it's only the EFF that will deliver a black child.
Malema said Eskom was planning to completely switch off power in the country. He said if people listened to the EFF, things would be much better in South Africa.
We told you that Pravin is part of a problem and is going to sell the whole of South Africa. Comrades, there was a proposal in Eskom that they must take completely the electricity blackout until they fixed the old stations. They wanted to take the whole South Africa into darkness. Not this thing of 4 hours. Wire, no electricity. We are going to become like Nigeria if we don't stand up and do something about it. We want you, South Africa, in 2020, and you said, Futsak EFF. We tell you all the time, you keep on saying, Futsak EFF. That's why today you are in darkness. If in 2020 you could have said, yes, EFF, we are with you. Let us remove this CEO. Let us remove COO. Let's remove Ramaphosa. Let's remove Pravin. Things were going to be better today.
Malema said the Red Berets are fighting in parliament for social grant increases.
We want child grant to go up. We want imali yabugogo.
We want pension to increase.
Nayo, it must be increased. We want more. And that's why we are in that parliament, to fight for you to get more.
He reiterated their support for the Zulu royal family.
There is only one Zulu king. There are no many kings. We will never be divided by anyone. The Zulu kingdom is the only remaining organized kingdom of black people, and it must be protected.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.